All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes the need to think out-of-the-box way to solve problems confronting the world. India and Pakistan agree to resolve issues related to treatment of diplomats in line with 1992 Code of Conduct. Banks to remain open till 8 p.m. today to transact business. Re-examination of Class 12 Economics paper on 25th April. Decision on Class 10th Maths paper soon if required. 9 people died in rain-related incidents in Bihar and Andhra Pradesh. Meghalaya Chief Minister takes stock of the situation arising out of heavy rainfall and hailstorm in the state. 16 Palestinian protesters killed, thousands injured in clash at Gaza-Israel border. UN Security Council to discuss unraveling situation in Gaza. And in Miami Open, Sloane Stephens to face Yelena Ostapenko in women's singles final today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, willpower and workforce are the biggest assets of any nation, and once the people decide to bring about change, everything is possible. Addressing the grand finale of Smart India Hackathon 2018 through the video conferencing in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said, innovation has the power to overcome the challenges the world is facing. He said, it is essential to know the root of every problem and stressed on the need to think about out-of-the-box way to solve the problems.
न्यू इंडिया का ये ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन क्या कुछ सीमित प्रयासों से संभव है तो जवाब मिलेगा जी नहीं इसके लिए आवश्यक है समस्याओं की जड़ तक जाकर समाधान के लिए आउट ऑफ बॉक्स नए नए तौर तरीके नए नए रास्ते खोजना
मिस्टर मोदी सेड नोबडी इज ब्लेस्ड विद ऑल द नॉलेज इन द वर्ल्ड एंड दिस ऑल्सो अप्लाइज टू गवर्नमेंट्स ही सेड इफ द गवर्नमेंट्स थिंक दैट दे कैन अलोन ब्रिंग चेंजेस इट इज अ मिस्टेक He added that changes can be made through participative governance. The Prime Minister said the government wants to give more autonomy to higher education sector and work is being done to create institutions of eminence in the country.
सरकार का जोर देश में हायर एजुकेशनल इंस्टीट्यूशंस को ज्यादा से ज्यादा स्वायत्तता यानी कि ऑटोनॉमी देने का है सरकार देश में वर्ल्ड क्लास 20 इंस्टीट्यूशंस ऑफ एमिनेंस बनाने पर भी काम कर रही है इनमें से चुने गए पब्लिक सेक्टर के 10 इंस्टीट्यूट्स को कुल 10,000 करोड़ रुपए की आर्थिक सहायता भी सरकार द्वारा दी जाएगी
Prime Minister said he is happy to know that over half the projects selected during last year's hackathon have been completed and more are out to be completed in the near future. He said, we should innovate more, patent them, make their production easier and take it to the people. Reserve Bank of India's offices and all designated branches of agency banks conducting government bankings will keep their counters open up till 8 p.m. today for greater convenience to taxpayers. Electronic transactions can also be done till midnight today. The RBI says centralized payment systems such as the RTGS and NEFT will also be operational with the extended business hours. Necessary arrangements have also been made to conduct special clearing operations across the country to facilitate government receipts and payments. The RBI adds that even though Monday is a holiday to enable banks to close their yearly accounts, RBI officers will work on that day. However, centralized payment systems such as RTGS and NEFT will not be operational. CBSE will conduct the re-examination of Class 12 Economics paper on 25th of April. This was announced by the Secretary of School Education, Anil Swaroop, in New Delhi yesterday.
Decision for holding the exam of class 12 is in the context of the nature of the examination and the consequence of the examination because children have to go to the university to seek admission, they have to appear in various examinations and most importantly there was no time available for a very very detailed inquiry as to determine where exactly had the leak happened and where is the impact has been. We did try to find out but we felt that time was running out, we had to announce a date for examination.
Mr. Swaroop said the decision to conduct re-examination for class 10th for mathematics paper will be taken in next 15 days. He said a preliminary inquiry has revealed that the leak for class 10th mathematics paper is restricted to Delhi and Haryana and if re-examination will happen, it will be held only in the National Capital Region and Haryana. Meanwhile, 6 more people have been arrested from Chatra in Jharkhand in connection with the CBSE paper leak case. Altogether, 12 people have been arrested so far, in which 10 are students and 2 are owner of local coaching center. Yesterday, 6 people were arrested from Chatra district in connection with the paper leak. West Bengal Governor Keshri Nath Tripathi will visit Asansol today to examine ground reality after the communal clashes. Governor's Press Secretary Madam Bandyopadhyay said that the Governor will leave for Asansol early in the morning. A fact-finding team of BJP is also visiting Asansol today. BJP National President Amit Shah is campaigning in election-bound Karnataka. As part of his second-day tour, he will visit the family of farmer who committed suicide due to crop loss in Srirangapatna. Thereafter, he will interact with organic farmers. He will also be addressing the party's Nav Shakti Samavesh in Mandya. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah is campaigning in his constituency, Chamundeshwari, on the third day today. JDS State President H.D. Kumaraswamy will address party workers in Davangere today. More from our correspondent.
Karnataka is heading towards an aggressive election campaign. Strong, severe and sharper criticism against opponents on social media has become a norm. The political parties are focusing on target audience instead of only public rallies. The state electoral office in the state is enforcing model code of conduct. Control rooms with helplines, checkposts with CCTV and GPS tracking, flying squads and observers are already in place. Sweep activities are carried out to create awareness about voting and about VVPAT that is being used in the state for the first time. GIS-enabled database of polling station and digital atlas of polling stations are completed for the convenience of voters to locate their booths. Sudhindra, AIR News, Bengaluru.
This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. India and Pakistan have mutually agreed to resolve matters related to the treatment of diplomats and diplomatic premises. In statements issued yesterday by both foreign ministries, they said, India and Pakistan have mutually agreed to resolve the matters in line with the 1992 Code of Conduct for treatment of diplomatic or consular personnel in India and Pakistan. The code provides for smooth and unhindered functioning of the diplomatic and consular officials of the two countries in conformity with the international laws without violating their privileges and immunities. The code also says that the two countries should not resort to intrusive and aggressive surveillance and actions such as verbal and physical harassment and disconnection of phone lines, etc. Earlier this month, India had asked Pakistan to ensure safety and security of its officials working at the Indian mission in Islamabad, saying they continue to face harassment and intimidation. 9 people have died in rain-related incidents in Bihar and Andhra Pradesh. In Bihar, 5 people were killed in the hailstorm which lashed northeastern parts of the state. Met Department has forecast more thunderstorm over the next 2 days in several parts of the state. A report.
3 people were killed at Bhor in Gopalganj district following uprooting of trees, while 2 others died due to collapse of wall in Muzaffarpur and East Champaran districts of the state. Over 2 dozen people have injured in several parts of the state due to hailstorm. Crops including mango, lychee, maize and wheat have been damaged. The state government has instructed concerned authorities to assess the damage. With KK Lal's report from Patna, Anupam Mishra, AIR News.
In Andhra Pradesh, 4 pilgrims were killed and at least 30 injured when heavy rain and hailstorm lashed Vonti Mitha town in Kadapa district. Incident occurred when pilgrims gathered for the Kondadrama Brahmotsava at Vonti Mitha and tin sheets of sheds put up near the temple fell on the pilgrims during rain. State government has announced 15 lakh ex gratia to the next of kin. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma took stock of the situation arising out of heavy rainfall and hailstorm in the state. An official statement issued yesterday said several houses and agricultural land in West Khasi Hills and West Jayantia Hills district were reportedly damaged by the hail and rain that wreaked havoc across the state. Meanwhile, the weather office has warned of similar weather conditions during the weekend. More from our correspondent.
Taking note of the damage caused due to severe hailstorm, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has personally spoken to the deputy commissioners of several districts to get first-hand information of the situation and have asked the disaster management and revenue department to assess the situation. He said all possible measures will be taken to provide relief to the affected families. The Chief Minister has also directed the Chief Secretary and Additional Chief Secretary Revenue and Disaster Management to immediately submit a report. Kunal Shinde, AIR News, Shillong.
Former Manipur Chief Minister R.K. Dorendra Singh passed away at the Jawaharlal Nehru Institute of Medical Sciences Hospital in Imphal yesterday. He was 83. He had been Chief Minister of the state 4 times between 1974 to 1993. Before becoming the Chief Minister, he was the Speaker of Manipur Assembly. In Jammu and Kashmir, police arrested two suspected terrorists from Srinagar last evening. Official sources informed that the arrests were made during checking at Lashton Bypass area along Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. The affiliation and identity of the arrested suspects is being ascertained. The unique Nilgiri Mountain Railway, NMR, in Tamil Nadu, which has been conferred heritage status by UNESCO, will run special train services from today till 24th of June to cater to popular demand during summer holidays. Our correspondent reports that special services will be provided on all Saturdays and Sundays during the period.
The 28-kilometre stretch between Mettupalayam and Kunnur will provide tourists with a lifetime experience of train journeys. Value-added services such as welcome kit, souvenirs and on-board refreshments are also being provided on the special services. Three coaches equipped with special features such as anti-corrosive metallic painting, vinyl wrapping and soft cloth upholstery are being utilized for the NMR summer special trains. With K. Parmeshwaran's report from Tiruchirappalli, Anuja Kumar for AIR News.
In some international news, 16 Palestinians died and hundreds were wounded in a conflict that erupted last night as tens of thousands of Gazans marched near the Israeli border in a major protest. It is worst single-day violence since the 2014 Gaza war. The health ministry in Gaza said 16 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces. Meanwhile, the UN Secretary Council held closed-door talks to discuss the unraveling situation in Gaza. And in sports, in Miami Open, US Open champion Sloane Stephens will face French Open winner Yelena Ostapenko in the women's singles final today. In men's singles, American John Isner will be up against Germany's Alexander Yavrev in the final tomorrow. Yavrev beat Spanish Pablo Carreño Busta 7-6, 6-2 in the semi-final today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Paul Thottam.
Thank you, Abhishek. CBSE paper leak and India-Pakistan diplomatic row are stories that dominate the front page headlines across newspapers this morning. The Hindustan Times headline reads, Class 12 retest in April, Class 10 still uncertain. Adding that, maths exams may happen if needed only in Delhi, Haryana in July. Reporting on the same story, DNA writes, CBSE league blot spread, 6 students held from Jharkhand, Delhi off peaks. Writing on the positive development in India-Pakistan diplomatic ties, the Hindustan Times writes, India-Pak agreed to call truce in diplomatic row, further reporting officials as saying an understanding was hammered out after the meeting between envoys from both countries. In Economic Times, the Indian Express carries a report quoting RBI on the increasing menace of bad loans that says corporates make 73% of public sector bank bad loans. The Hindustan Times, in a box news item, reports of social media monitoring cells cautioning security forces saying beware Facebook friend requests, paramilitary told. Applicants for U.S. visa may be asked for social media history, reads the headline that appears in the Tribune on the issue of entry into the U.S. by non-U.S. individuals. The Asian Age carries a headline saying, for U.S. visa, give 5-year phone, email, FB data. Writing on the scenario of decreasing avian population, the Pioneer carries a report of the Bombay Natural History Society saying humble house sparrow fleeing India for better habitats. Meanwhile, the Hindu writing on the growing rhino population says Kaziranga finds a dozen reasons to be happy, adding that the current rhinoceros population stands at 2,413. And finally, losing sleep may make it harder to lose body fat, says a report in the Indian Express, elaborating that even when cutting calories helps people lose weight, they may have a harder time getting rid of excess body fat if they don't get enough sleep. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Paul. In some more news, Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today with religious fervour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion. And now before we close, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasises the need to think out-of-the-box way to solve problems confronting the world. India and Pakistan agree to resolve issues related to treatment of diplomats in line with 1992 Code of Conduct. Banks to remain open till 8 p.m. today to transact business. Re-examination of Class 12 Economics paper on 25th April. Decision on Class 10th Maths paper soon if required. 9 people died in rain-related incidents in Bihar and Andhra Pradesh. Meghalaya Chief Minister takes stock of the situation arising out of heavy rainfall. 16 Palestinian protesters killed, thousands injured in clash at Gaza-Israel border. And in Miami Open, Sloane Stephens to face Yelena Ostapenko in women's singles final today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. With that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.